Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio in hour number two of the Big E Sports Show. It is time to completely shift gears. We want to talk some MLB news and notes because opening day, it is just around the corner. Good to have back in the saddle with us. That, of course, is our very own Andy Pondillo, ready to break it all down with the 2016 season. It's here.
It's exciting. I mean, this is going to be an interesting year. We look at the American League where everyone thinks they have a shot. We look at the National League. It's like the NBA West right now, where you have a couple teams that look really good and everyone else just kind of squandering.
Yeah, there's a logjam at the bottom of the Western Conference standings when you talk about the NBA. So let's talk about some of those favorite teams. But first and foremost, I mean, obviously making big headlines this week, I wanted to get your reaction, Andy, to the MLB, the exhibition game in Cuba. What were your takeaways from that? Because it was pretty historical and of significance.
Well, it's pretty cool that we're starting to open that bridge where Cuba players, they won't have to defect to come to America and play, that, you know, we can do business with them, that America and Cuba can be on good terms for the first time in decades and see President Obama down there. Mm-hmm. It's good all around. Cuba has had a pretty good professional league down there. We've seen exciting players come from that country. Yasiel Puig, Yoenis Cespedes, and there's definitely talent over there. Why diminish the talent in the world? Baseball is a world sport. And to be able to get those athletes over here to America will just raise everybody's game even more.
It was pretty remarkable, too, watching just some of the footage of the families being reunited as well. Very emotional.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when they come to America, they don't go back to Cuba.
Right.
So, you know, the most that a lot of these players have heard of the American players is, you know, looking at it on the internet, listening to them on the radio, to be able to get the families together, to be able to see the heroes, the guys that they aspire to be in the Major League game. It's been special for them.
Okay, so the start of the season, what gets underway next week? What is the biggest storyline that intrigues you the most?
Oh, there's a lot of storylines right now. There's a lot of teams that think they're World Series bound. And, you know, the one thing I always think about is we have all the favorites. We're going to talk about the favorites, and those are fun to do. But there are always, one, two, three different teams that will surprise everyone every single year that nobody has on their map. And I like to figure out who those teams are going to be. I find that, to me, usually the most fascinating part of baseball is how so many teams now stay in the race to the end of the year, especially in the American League, where everybody feels they're like at least a little bit competitive, that you could have a team that might have won 70-something games last year competing for a playoff slot. You get that invitation to the tournament, you have a chance to win the World Series as much as anybody.
Okay, so one of the favorite teams, obviously, coming into the 2016 season, the Mets.
I like the Mets a lot. I think I like their pitching more than anything. I really don't like their offense. A lot of the experts are picking them to be one of the best teams in the National League solely based on that pitching and defense, which I love. Pitching and defense gives you a chance to win games. Pitching and defense can cover up a lot of mistakes and get you to postseason play to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. Do they have enough offense? Daniel Murphy was a big loss to me for that team. I know they get Neil Walker. He kind of trade those off, but Daniel Murphy's been consistent. He's not the guy that we saw in postseason play, but he is a consistent hitter. They don't have protection in the middle of that order. Can David Wright stay healthy for an entire season? Can he be David Wright? He needs to find the fountain of youth. He needs to be able to protect Yoenis Cespedes in that lineup. That is going to be the key to their season. If they can figure that out, I think they definitely have a chance to make a run.
Well, and the Mets, they've constructed one of the best young pitching staffs in the game. That alone, wouldn't that put them in the playoff picture?
It should. I mean, it's going to keep them in contention. I would wager to say, once again, the Nationals look like a more complete team. But then again, we look at the Nationals every single year as some World Series-bound team, and they just seem to let everybody down. The Mets have the best pitching staff in the National League as we look at it right now. The only thing I would fear with them is you look at the postseason carryover effect. You see guys like Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, Jake DeGrom throwing some innings that they've never really thrown. They haven't accumulated this many innings, and that was a big story with Matt Harvey last year. How do their arms bounce back? That could be a big key to the 2016 season.
Our very own Andy Pondillo back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is getting you set and ready for the start of the 2016 season. I cannot believe it's already here. Connect with our listeners online. Tell them where they can go and check out your podcast. I know you've got some good stuff getting everybody ready.
Yes, that's ESPN975.com here in Houston. That the podcast is Astro Chat.
And I'm sure, obviously, you're getting a lot of questions talking about the Astros. They're the favorite team. What in the AL? By many.
Yeah, well, you got Sports Illustrated now talking about a 2016 World Series title. I don't know if they're just putting that out there
Come
to bait on. Clicks or
Embrace
if they really
that.
Believe
Embrace
it.
Embrace it.
I think it's awesome, but it's very unusual to see a Houston team of any any sport getting a lot of national love. A lot of the national pundits love the Astros, and all starts with Carlos Correa at shortstop.
Well, I think it's interesting. We were talking earlier. You said, you know, the Astros are not the best at anything, but they're really good at everything.
Yeah, it's hard to look at their team and say they're going to score the most runs. They probably won't. They're not going to have the best ERA in a starting rotation. They have a really deep starting rotation. Is it a really good one? We don't know that yet. We know Dallas Keuchel is spectacular. We know Doug Fister, if he's healthy, could be spectacular at the top of that rotation. And then the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen last year, fourth in ERA. They fell apart at the end of the year. It's been well documented. They get Ken Giles. They look really good. Are they as good as the Yankees, as the Royals? Probably not. But all these other teams in the American League, even if they're the best at one item, you'll find a hole on their team that's so gaping that it could almost, you know, counter each other. And the Astros don't really have that.
Okay, so the Astros improved by, what, 16 wins from last year. So how do they avoid that sophomore slump?
Well, that happens to a lot of teams, and that definitely will scare a lot of people. I think the biggest thing, though, for the Astros is that they were able to win 86 games last year with a shortened season by George Springer, a season from Carlos Gomez where he was banged up and didn't put up the type of numbers he's accustomed to, and really a top-heavy order that was very incomplete last season. Yet they still scored a lot of runs. They were second in the league in home runs, and they had a lot of fun out there. They looked like an energetic team or stealing bases. Mm-hmm. It's a very rare combination that they ran out there with the speed and home runs. And what happens with that is it allows you to not have to hit for an extreme average to score runs. It allows you to score instant runs with the home run ball. It allows you to scrape together runs with stolen bases. It's all about the depth in their order now. To avoid a sophomore slump, they're going to need a deeper order to counteract any of these players that might have that sophomore slump, that may not put up those numbers from last year. George Springer and Carlos Gomez are able to put up the numbers we expect them to. The Astros are going to be in a good place.
Okay, you're talking about the Astros' bullpen. You said that it is significantly improved from last year. How does their bullpen compare to other teams, some of the top ones?
It compares favorably, but if we're talking World Series, it is going to be a bit of a concern because the bullpen game, it becomes extremely magnified in a 5- and 7-game series. We've seen the Astros, they beat the World Series champion Royals last year, if it's not for the bullpen. The Astros beat the Royals at 2/3 of the game. Their bullpen was so far behind what the Royals ran out there, that 1/3 of the game cost them the 5-game series. They're able to correct that if Ken Giles is able to be what they think Ken Giles is. There's comparisons to Craig Kimbrell. That's incredible to try and compare someone to Craig Kimbrell. But if he's that type of guy, that's going to just make the domino effect of the bullpen that much better.
The start of the 2016 season, it is almost here. Let me ask you this. Fill in the blank. Who is the most complete team in the entire Major League Baseball?
It's going to be Chicago Cubs, no doubt. If they can't win with this team, they can't win with any team. The GOAT curse is real. If this is the best team I think the Cubs may have constructed in the last 50 years, I don't see a hole anywhere on this team. Again, if you can't win with this team, I don't know what you can win with.
Because they have got so much depth, right?
So much depth. The offensive depth, there's no one that rivals that. There's teams going to have more power. There's teams going to steal more bases. Everybody on this team gets on base. Everybody's a quality hitter. They give great at-bats. And you could have two or three guys in that lineup fall down a little bit and have a slumpy year, and they would still have a pretty productive offense. At top of the rotation, Jake Arrieta, John Lester, John Lackey. You really can't find a hole anywhere you look on this team.
Okay, we're running out of time. Andy Pondilla with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Give me a quick hit on the Giants. It's an even year, and the Giants have reloaded. So what does that mean?
Well, that means that everybody's in trouble in the National League this year. You do not want to face the Giants in postseason play, and they still have to get there. Very complete offense. Hunter Pence, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, even Brandon Belt. We've seen him have some good moments for them over there. Joe Panic at second base. Again, it's never that offense that gets people going crazy. The Giants' offense has never been regarded highly, but very consistent, a team that knows how to win games. I will always put my money on the Giants in an even year.
Okay, a quick hit. You going to be out there for opening day?
Going to try to be out there. Astros on the road. They're going to be playing the Yankees, and then they have their home opener versus the Royals. So I'm going to try to get to that one. It's definitely going to be a playoff atmosphere for both of those series.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Andy.
No problem.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead. We're getting ready for a book review with Eric Kabakoff after this quick timeout.